reading challenges and many strategies for learning to read by Deb Coates. When I was in grammar school, I only learned how to read 3- and 4-letter words. I had to repeat 2 grades, but I did graduate 8th grade. I am not sure how. Even then, all I could read was 3- and 4-letter words. I felt like a failure. Why didn't I get more help from the teacher? Looking back, I think she taught 2 grades combined. She had a lot of students with different needs. I wonder if it was too much for the teacher. Maybe she was overwhelmed by too many students. I didn't get my driver's license until I was 27 because it was so hard to read the manual. On the day that I took the test, my examiner's wife was in the hospital having a baby. Her name was Deborah, the same as mine. Well, I got 4 wrong on my test, and you were only allowed to get 3 wrong. My examiner passed me anyway. He said it was my lucky day, and he told me why. So, do you think that was lucky or what? I got married, and my husband tried to teach me how to read better. He did the best he could, but where I really learned was a show called Shepherd's Chapel. This show had closed captions. The pastor read from the Bible, and the words showed up on the bottom of the screen. I followed along with him. That's how I learned to read some new words. Now, closed caption is available for any show to teach you the words. When I turned 72, a friend showed me how to join a class on Zoom at the Literacy Project. I didn't have to leave my home to learn. I feel safer in my own home than out in public. This helps me focus. When I got onto Zoom, I was nervous until I met my teacher. She made me feel at ease. She taught me how to break down words and how to pronounce them. I learned about verbs and nouns so I could write full sentences. And that led to writing short stories. I wish I had a teacher like her when I was a kid. If I had learned to read and write, I could have gone further in my life. For my whole life, I have bluffed my way through, telling people I forgot my glasses so that they would read for me. I feel like I'm in a new world now that I can read. I have a new life. I can read newspapers, books, and lots more. If you are having a hard time reading, I hope my story will help you. Try different strategies until you find something that works for you. Deb Coates is a student at the Literacy Project in Amherst, Massachusetts. She says, "It feels good to be able to read now."